Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNRadio.com/Behind the Badge.
It's the most wonderful time of the year. With the kids jingle-belling and everyone
1220 Dean Richards. Live from Los Angeles this morning doing our annual Baking Food Time show. Taking your questions about baking. Baking holiday cookies, baking particular pastries. If you ever wonder how you can do a little better, you always try a certain thing and it doesn't work out. We've got the expert who can help you on the line with us here today, Jory Downer, the owner of Benison's Bakery in Evanston. And also on the phone line with us, Sarah at 312-981-7200. Sarah, hi, you're on WGN.
Yes, can you hear me?
I can hear you perfectly. Happy holidays. What was your question?
I don't really have a question. I just wanted to share a special family tradition that I have done the last 10 years with my grandmother, who is now 91. We have made Swedish rye bread together from scratch, and it's something that's really special. And listening to your show, I just wanted to call and share that memory. And, you know, I know it's an important time for a lot of people to spend with their family.
That's got to be so meaningful to you, I would think, to share, not just to share the time, but to share probably this recipe of the Swedish rye bread that you, I'll bet you've eaten all of your life.
Yes, and like we use it for our Christmas Eve dinner, and I have requests already from people who want the loaves. I only have 4 loaves, so I think I'm going to have to make another batch. And it's just really special to spend that time with my grandma while she's still here.
Oh, that's fantastic. And is she sharing the recipe, or is she keeping it close to the vest, you know, so nobody can make the rye bread as good as she does?
Well, I am a close second, but yes, she is the best. But it's out there for people who are special. I'll share it.
But tell me a little what goes into it.
It's actually a pretty simple recipe. You start with just regular yeast, and then you use the good old-fashioned lard and caraway seeds, molasses, dark caro syrup, a little bit of sugar, and then lots of rye flour and then regular flour as well.
Uh-huh. And then you just bake it normally as you would a loaf of bread, I guess, huh?
Yep, and then the rye, you have to let it rise twice, so it's a full day experience. I think we started yesterday about 10 o'clock in the morning, and I pulled out of Grandma's driveway around 4:30 in the afternoon.
I'll bet that was great. I'll bet that was just a wonderful day for you.
It was. I love that day, and hopefully I'll get to do it again one more time this year before Christmas.
That's well, great. I hope you have a wonderful Christmas. Wish Grandma a happy Christmas from all of us here as well. I appreciate your calling in. Thank you so much.
Thank you. Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas to you. 312-981-7200 if you want to share a tradition, if you have questions for our guest. That's a great story, isn't it, Jory? I'll bet you must hear things like that all the time for people who come in your shop.
Well, I love stories like that. I can tell you that my father is still here, and he's going to be 93 in January. He's still working. My kids are here. So I appreciate the whole spending time and baking with your family thing.
That's fantastic. You know, your dad is still baking in the bakery?
A few days a week, yeah. He comes in and decorate cakes and so forth. But, you know, times I spent with him decorating gingerbread houses as a kid are times that, you know, I'll never forget, and they're very special times. You know, and like I say, my kids are here, my wife's here, so there's a lot of family tradition going on here as well as
that's
just selling bakery goods.
That's fantastic. So a lot of people right now are, you know, busy with the holiday cookies. Is there, you know, just some of the basics that people need to know before embarking on the holiday cookie routine?
Well, for somebody who works in a large kitchen, to talk to somebody about baking cookies at home gets a little sticky, because here we do everything by weight.
Right.
And if we use by weight, if we use one part of sugar, 2 parts of butter, 3 parts of flour, and the egg should be half of the sugar, I mean, that's a very basic cookie that you can roll with the rolling pin and cut in shapes and so forth and bake.
Right. Yeah, that would be more like a sugar cookie, I guess, right? That you wind up topping with a little granulated sugar.
Right, right. But when, you know, and when we talk about teaspoons and cups and so forth, I get a little lost, to be honest with you.
Yeah,
but,
you deal in such large quantities. Are there certain types of ingredients, certain types of eggs, certain, you know, kinds of ingredients that make turn out better product than others?
Well, yes. Of course, you need to start with the best ingredients that you can. I mean, that always starts you in the right direction. You know, you want to use good, you know, butter and fresh eggs. You know, the sugar, sugar is pretty much sugar. You know, the flour, you can buy either cake flour or all-purpose flour off the grocery store shelves. I mean, you know, you put more cake flour in your cookie, the less it's going to spread, things like that. But you must start with the best ingredients. You can still make bad stuff out of good ingredients, believe me, but it's very difficult to make good stuff out of bad ingredients.
Yes. Any certain handling with the eggs, room temperature versus right out of the fridge?
And when it comes to baking, it's a little different than cooking. You know, there's a lot of witchcraft in the bakery. And this whole cold egg, room temperature egg thing, I think that falls under the witchcraft category.
Okay.
You know, when it comes to cookies.
All right. Pam's on the line at 312-981-7200. Pam, Merry Christmas here on WGN.
Hi, Dean. Merry Christmas to you as well.
Thank you.
I have a quick question for the baker. I always make kolachki every year. It's a traditional Polish cookie.
Oh, yeah.
And one of the problems that I have, and I try to roll them out, you know, consistently in size and so on, not overfill them with the filling, but they always seem to open when I fold them and put them into the oven upon baking. They always seem to open. Hmm. And I want to get my kolachki more like I remember as a kid, which was that they were encased, they were closed, they remained
right, so
that the filling was nicely tucked in and, you know, you didn't have this opening. So does the baker have a suggestion for me on that?
Jerry, any ideas?
Well, I assume you're rolling this with a rolling pin and cutting it into squares?
That's right. Yes, I am.
And you're folding 2 corners in or 4 corners in?
2 corners.
Okay. If you use either some, I mean, it'd be best if you made some egg wash, maybe one part of egg and one part of water, and brush the dough before you folded them.
Okay. Yeah, I did try that the last time. It helped a little bit.
Okay.
Still not so, you know, such a tightly wrapped kolachki like I remember when my mom used to make them.
Is there yeast in the dough?
No. It's only two sticks of butter to 6 ounces of cream cheese and 2 cups of flour is the recipe that I've been using. So there's no yeast.
Okay.
No eggs.
Okay. And when you washed it, did you wash both corners?
I washed one side that I was going to flap over to the middle.
Okay. I would try, first of all, try and mix the dough a little less.
Okay.
You're toughening up the wheat protein a little bit too much, and it's causing some elastic issues there.
Okay.
And I would try folding it even a little further. Egg wash the top corner and fold it a little further. Pull a little further over to the side.
Just pull it tighter.
Yeah. Do you let them rest before you put them in the oven?
I don't.
Okay. You might want to let them rest 20, 30 minutes before you bake them as well.
Oh, very good suggestion. Okay, I will try that.
What are you filling them with?
Well, I used a typical solo filling,
raspberry,
prune, strawberry, cherry, all the good flavors.
Sure. Apricot? Use apricot?
I haven't used apricot. I'm actually a prune favorite, and that's my favorite.
She's a prune girl.
I'm a prune girl. And then dusting them with the confectionery sugar, you know.
Oh, that sounds so good. That sounds so good.
They are the best.
I'm willing to bet nobody pushed them across the table back at you.
No, that's true.
No.
Yeah.
Hey, Jerry, would a little pinch of the dough be appropriate or not really? I mean, it sounds like you may have found a couple of things that are working there of not letting the dough rest and so forth. But wouldn't a little pinch kind of hold things together?
Well, I think you need some moisture there. I don't know about a pinch of dough. You know, if the dough gets too thick in the center there on top of the filling, I don't know if it'll bake through.
Yeah, no, I'm just talking about pinching it with your fingers to kind of squeeze it together.
When you fold it over, you need to really push down on it. I would push through almost to the pan.
Oh, really?
Yes. Yeah, don't be afraid.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I try not to overhandle them because I don't want to squeeze out the filling, you know,
Yes, but that definitely you want to push that down pretty good before you put it in the oven and let it rest.
All right. Okay. I'm going to try your suggestions. Thank you very much. And
good
have
luck.
A great holiday.
Merry Christmas to you. We appreciate it. I'm going to take some more of your calls in a minute. 312-981-7200. Jory Downer is with us, who's the owner of Benison's Bakery in Evanston. More of your calls, 312-981-7200. Next on WGN.
Have a holly jolly Christmas. It's the best time of the year.
12:39 is the time. This is Dean Richards live in Los Angeles today, doing some interviews that we will be sharing with you over the next week or so, filling in for Steve Cochran on the 21st on the WGN-TV Morning News. I've got nothing but A-list interviews to go along with the massive amount of holiday releases that will be coming out. We continue now with our special Baking Food Time show. It's an annual program that we do this year with Jory Downer with Benison's Bakery in Evanston at 1000 Davis Street. Jory, I was looking at your website. Now I'm starving. To look at you. Wow, what a beautiful website. What beautiful, beautiful artistic creations that you guys make at Benison's. Really gorgeous.
Thank you. Yes, we take a lot of pride in our website. We do it all in-house, so it's accurate and updated regularly. And we take our own pictures. We're real happy with our website.
Yeah, these gingerbread houses are absolutely gorgeous, and some of the ethnic creations that you make, I'm not even going to try to pronounce some of them. I know I'll butcher them, but snowmen cupcakes and Christmas tree coffee cakes and just the pies look amazing. I haven't seen a mince pie. I can't even remember. I mean, that's how old school you guys are with, like, really traditional, you know, great old favorites. A rum eggnog pie. I see featured here as well. Those are old school classics. Those are great.
Right. We just baked some mince pies just before I got on the phone. We had an order for this afternoon for mince pie.
Oh, man.
There's no longer meat in it. It used to be called mincemeat pie. But there hasn't been meat in it for a number of years. But, we still do. We don't do a lot, but we still do them.
Apples, raisins, diced fruit, applesauce, a hint of pineapple. It just sounds absolutely amazing. Let's get a couple of calls in here because we've got plenty of them for you here. Grace, 312-981-7200. Merry Christmas. You're on WGN.
Merry Christmas. I love listening to you, Dean. You're fantastic.
Thank you
always,
so much.
Always have good programs.
Thank you.
And I want to know, I believe 63 years ago when I was married, Benison's did my wedding cake. At that time, I believe they were in Winnetka, if I'm correct.
Well, in my lifetime, we had a store in Wilmette. Unfortunately, the only wedding cakes I remember are the ones we had a problem with, so I don't remember yours.
Oh, mine was not a problem. I have a couple questions. I made some cookies yesterday, and I did have some old flour, and I had some old vanilla extract. Should they be just dumped? I dumped the vanilla, actually, this morning. I don't know if those things spoil flour and vanilla.
Well, flour will not spoil until it might get buggy. As I would say, the weevils.
Don't have that,
Weevils will appear, but if there are no weevils, the flour is fine to bake with.
Okay.
All right. About the extract, does that lose its potency?
I wouldn't think so. I think the alcohol eventually will ferment out of it.
That's what I thought. There was like a little darkness at the bottom. I did dump them, and I'm going to get some fresh. But the cookies tasted okay. But I thought, well, this is after the fact. But anyway.
Because I think my mom has some vanilla extract from when I was a kid.
Okay. Now I don't feel so bad. My husband saved everything, dear God, which encouraged me to get rid of a lot of herbs this morning. But the large economy size was his motto. So anyhow, but I appreciate talking to both of you, and Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas to you. Thank you for the call. Okay. Let's go down to Mary at 312-981-7200. You're on WGN.
Hi there, Dean. Merry Christmas. And I just want to say that you are a tradition. Do you know that?
Too nice.
Every Sunday, I listen to you, and I'm sure that says for a lot of people, you're a tradition with us.
Oh, that's very nice. I appreciate that.
I'm not kidding. But anyway, I just wanted to ask, Corey is his name?
Jory. Jory, yeah.
Jory. Okay, Jory, do you have a phone number over there, and do you ship, can you order and have it shipped somewhere?
Well, we do ship. We don't have the ability to order on our website. We're not that type of a shipping setup. But if you call the bakery, and we will ship things to you, durable things, fruitcake, stolen, yule kaka, cardamom coffee cakes, limpa bread, things like that. The yule logs we do not ship. I mean, they're just too fragile. Gingerbread houses we cannot ship. But,
okay. What is your phone number over ship. There, if you don't mind?
847.
Uh-huh.
328.
Okay.
9434.
Okay, great. I just wanted to make a mention about fruitcakes. Now, everybody I know, and myself included, the one thing that is awful in fruitcakes are those jelly pieces, those green and yellow jelly.
I like those.
The fruitcake.
I like
those. Get those out of there, and people will like fruitcakes. I've had them without it, and it's so much better. I'm telling you, those candied fruits are awful.
I like those. It's serious. It's a little surprise in every bite.
Oh my gosh, that green one!
If it's okay. Green cherries and pineapple, it's very palatable. But if it's green peel, then I would say yes, I agree with you. It does not belong to fruitcake.
I just like the cherries and maybe the pineapple if it's like not the candied stuff. Okay, thank you. Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas to you, Mary. Thank you for the call. Hi, Lynn. You're on WGN.
Yes, I appreciate you taking my call.
Pleasure.
I have a family of celiacs, and I'm wondering if you have any experience with making Christmas cookies with that one-for-one flour. Is there any difference? Most of my cookie recipes are very fragile cookies.
I'm sorry, I don't know anything about baking with gluten-free flour.
Okay.
We offer a few things here at the bakery, things that don't have flour in them that we say are suitable for most celiac needs. But they are produced in a flour-contaminated environment.
I see.
You know, we had an advertiser, Lynn, on WGN called Sweet Ollie's Gluten Free Bakery. All they do is gluten free. They're out in Hinsdale, and let me see if I can give you. I've got their website here. It's Sweet Ollie's. You know, sweet is S-W-E-E-T. Ollie's is A-L-I-S. Sweet Ollie's.
A-L-I-S.
Okay. A-L-I-S. SweetOllies.com. But they have a location in Hinsdale, and they have one in Glenview. I'll give you their phone number, 630-908-7175. They're very nice people. They've got recipes on their website, actually. So you can, you know, go to their website and take a look for some gluten-free recipes on things. I'm looking right now, and here's a gluten-free pull-apart Christmas tree. Here's gluten-free bruschetta. Let me see if they have, here's some desserts. Let me just see real quick if they've got some cookie recipes here.
Yeah, I was going to say most of my cookies have a lot of butter in them, and I'm wondering if you need flour that holds together better than gluten-free does. Yeah.
Well, here's a gluten-free gingerbread cookie recipe. They've got a lot of recipes on here. If you're able to get online, go to their website. It's Sweet Ollie's com.
.com. Okay.
Or give them a call. As I say, they're very nice people. I'm sure they'll be happy to help you on the phone line as well.
I appreciate your help. Thank you so much.
Sure. Pleasure. Merry Christmas to you.
Thank
you very much. Let's go to Sharon. Hello, you're on WGN.
Hi, how are you?
Merry Christmas.
Thank you. Same to you. I'm calling with a Christmas story. I have five cousins and myself, and we get together at Christmas time, and we make an Italian cookie called a cucciadotti.
And what's it called?
It's called a cucciadotti.
A cucciadotti.
Yes, an Italian cookie.
Okay.
And it's a lot of work, so the six of us get together once a year, and this year we made 500 of them.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah, and it's a lot of fun. And 2 years ago, we made 900 of them.
Holy smokes.
Yeah.
Jory, you need to give her a job.
I would say. Goodness, yes. Next time you want to do that, bring your family up here.
We have one of the gals makes the filling and the dough, and then they come to my house about 10 in the morning, and we work until about 8 at night, rolling the dough, filling them, cutting them, filling them, and baking them, and then decorating them afterwards.
Now, is that one kind of cookie, the cucciadotti? Is that, or is it
yes.
like a general term for different kinds of cookies?
No, it's just one cookie, and we have the dough, and then the filling is made from figs and raisins and candied fruit, and we put in some like frangelo, the liquor.
Yeah.
Or we have rum and don't have some frangelo, we put rum in it. And then my cousin puts all of this in a food paste in a KitchenAid and grinds it all up. And it becomes like a paste. And then we roll out the dough.
Oh, and that's the filling.
And then we cut it with a ravioli cutter, and we have squares. And we fill them, and we fold them, and we bake them, and then decorate them.
Oh, yeah, that sounds great. Are you familiar with that, Jory, the cucciadotti?
I am not. It sounds wonderful, though. My goodness.
It's an old-fashioned Italian cookie. It's been in our family. My grandmother made them, and, of course, my mother, and now myself. And that's the way we all are. All my cousins, all their mothers made them.
I love
What's in the dough?
The dough, it's just the flour, you know, butter, your basic dough recipe. I'm not too familiar with the dough because I don't make it. My cousin makes the dough. I'm not sure. That's typical. Like a regular cookie, I would say almost like a dough from a kolachki.
Uh-huh. Wow, that sounds wonderful. Man.
That sounds great, but you know what really got me smiling ear to ear is this annual tradition that you have, with your family of getting together this, day-long project. Everyone's got their job. Everyone gets together. You know, I'm sure there's, like, some good conversation. And maybe a little of that frangelico goes in the batter. I'll bet some of it winds up in the chefs also.
Yeah, we have a good time because we do talk about old times, you know, from when we were little kids.
Oh, I love that.
So now, yeah, it's a fun time. We enjoy it.
I love it. Well, thank you for sharing that with us. And Merry Christmas to the whole family. Raise a toast of that frangelico to the whole family from us, okay?
I will. Thank you so much, and Merry Christmas to you and yours.
Thank you very much. That's wonderful. You know what? Those kind of stories make the holiday for me. Joining us on our Food Time show today is Jory Downer from Venison's Bakery at 1000 Davis Street in Evanston. And we're going to have time for one more caller, and that is Denny. Hi, you're on WGN. Jenny, sorry about that. Jenny, go ahead. The plum pudding question, right?
Yes, my mother's English. She wants plum pudding with hard sauce. Is that something you can buy, or do I have to make it?
Any idea, Jory?
Well, hard sauce is butter, powder, sugar, and brandy. I'm not sure of the ratios, but that you can certainly make. The what did you call the tin pudding?
Plum pudding.
Plum pudding. Ah, boy. That we used to make that years and years ago, and we no longer do it. That's one of the things that's really fallen off. That and brown bread. We used to do that as well.
Really?
But hard sauce is that's the easy part of that question.
You think I can find a recipe for plum pudding then? and I can make it, or is it really hard?
Typically, it's steamed. You're going to bake it in a water bath with the cover on it.
I'm looking at a recipe right now, Jenny, English plum pudding on epicurious.com.
Okay.
It's called Superb English Plum Pudding, recipe to be exact. But epicurious.com, you should be able to find that. Good luck with that. Merry Christmas to you. Jory, thank you so much for joining us today. You guys are open right up until Christmas Eve at 3 o'clock, right?
That's right. That's right. We will be. Yes.
You want more info? 847-328-9434. Or take a look at their amazing, beautiful website, BennisonsCakes.com. I hope you guys have a very merry Christmas. Thank you so much for joining us today. We really appreciate it.
And you as well, Dean. Thank you.